Hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak to John?
This is.
I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, sir. John Rorick. Okay, great. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 30. To 25? Oh, well, 30 years. Thank you so much for your information. It's very important. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, marble mason, plaster?
Mason. I do brick, block, stone, precast, all of it.
Right. Would you say in that case that you would be a mason helper or finisher?
No, I'm a bricklayer.
Bricklayer, right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, or finisher or helper?
A foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes. No, I'm in the trade.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. It's very important. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft? If any, 0 weeks?
One to four weeks?
Oh, 0 weeks? Thank you so much. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you for your opinion. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you for your opinion. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably the same, but a lot more non-union.
Okay, that's actually the next question. So, and do you think, or do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Less union projects.
Fewer union projects, right? Thank you.
Yep,
and
yep.
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? No.
There's not enough.
Okay. Your opinion is important, and your time is also valuable. We are 23% complete with the survey. And yes or no,
I just did this survey the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry?
But that's right. I already did this survey, but go ahead. You can finish.
Oh, thank you so much, sir, for your patience. Yes, your time is valuable as well. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? No.
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not now?
Privately.
Thank you so much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
More
than now. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Worse.
Get worse. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following healthy or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
No real safety concerns.
I appreciate your opinion. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing? Yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. We're 39% complete. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items. Local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, cable news, or radio. Which will
friends
be the number
neighbors.
One in your... Friends and neighbors, number one. What about number two?
Yeah. Internet.
The internet or social media. What about number three on our rank?
I don't know. Local
probably
news.
Cable news, local TV news programming. Cable news, you would say? Okay. Well, how about four?
Yeah.
Local TV news programming? Print or online news? Oh, okay, local TV. Thank you. So then number five, would it be radio or print or online newspapers?
Radio.
Thank you. Being the last one on the rank, print or online newspapers, I appreciate your opinion. We are 52% complete. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, immigration, the environment, foreign policy, educations, jobs and the economy, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you so much. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davies-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davies-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
As you may know, the Davies-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal officials supported? Very important. Thank you for your opinion. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davies-Bacon Act?
What was that?
Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davies-Bacon Act?
I'm not sure. I'm sure.
Unsure? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, that is fine. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Unsure there, too.
Okay, I'm sorry?
I'm unsure. I don't know.
Okay, you're
not sure.
You would have known that. Okay, no worries. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as a president overall? Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration? Strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Really, I guess.
Okay, don't know, you said, right? And how about, do you approve or disapprove Joe Biden's job on healthcare?
I guess I don't really pay attention enough to know. You know, how he's doing with that.
You would go with don't know, right? And how about, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
I don't really pay attention to what Joe Biden has done, because I really don't care.
You would say no opinion, perhaps, right? On that
no
one, right?
Opinion,
and the previous one, no opinion, right? And how about his job on support for labor unions?
I guess, I don't know either. That either.
No opinion, right?
No opinion.
And how about,
no
opinion, right? And how about the economy, his job on the economy?
I think it's horseshit. Not very good.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
I appreciate that. We're 70% complete. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I'll certainly vote.
You are almost certain vote, okay? And yep. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Sure.
Yes, right? And turning back to
yep.
BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
No, not very good.
Okay, would you say just fair or poor in that case?
Just fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness on the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. And in your own words, you can establish a sentence. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
By having somebody come out here and represent the Masonry trade. There's nobody in North Dakota that does it.
I'm sorry. I'm registering your answer, sir. I couldn't get that.
Okay.
I'm typing it down.
Need somebody here to promote the Masonry.
You said I need somebody here to promote masonry, right?
Right.
What does that mean exactly, sir? Like,
well,
what could they mean?
Well, they can talk to these people and, you know, instead of having them build buildings with tip-ups, precast panels, they can be doing it with brick and block that are made right here, you know?
Can you summarize them in a sentence?
There's nobody in North Dakota to promote masonry, to go around and talk to the architects or anybody to promote the masonry, you know? Have them build with masonry instead of the other building materials.
Definitely, sir. Thank you so much. Let me register your answer. So you said, I need somebody here to promote masonry. I think there's nobody in North Dakota to promote masonry. Is that right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay, thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on your own words?
I don't know, getting some union help here. Our contractor's going to go, he's retiring because he can't get any help. We ain't got no union bricklayers.
He didn't get any more jobs because we don't have.
Yeah.
How would you summarize it in a sentence, sir?
Need a union contractor in North Dakota. We need a union contractor. Union company, you know, there's no union companies here.
You need more union companies, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union?
Email.
Text, SMS, union, meetings, job site, mail, email.
Email.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Never.
Thank you. And we're 90% complete here, almost done. Now I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
No, I don't know.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Neither one.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American?
White.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
John.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, okay?
You bet.
Thank you.